Good morning, this is CFM. I'm joined on the phone by Cram from Spiderbait. He's the drummer and one of the singers as well. Cram, it's an honour to speak to you. Actually, I'm a drummer myself, so this is particularly exciting for me. And in fact,
awesome.
I had a band that almost opened for you solo, but we had to turn it down because our guitarist was away, and I've never forgiven him.
Oh, bummer, mate.
So,
we should replace him.
Yeah, we should have. I'm not feeling that well today. It's not COVID, but I was like, I'll be damned if I'm going to miss out on Cram again.
Oh, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
So you're touring for the new compilation album, Sounds in the Key of J. So these are all songs by bassist and singer Janet?
That's right. Celebrating her legacy and her collection of songs in Spiderbait over the years. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. Whose idea was it?
It was actually my idea. We were just sort of, rebooting some of our back catalogue. Our record label had asked us to do some stuff, and one of the playlists that we started putting together was just a series of Janet songs, and it just kept getting longer and longer, and I thought, actually, this would make an amazing album. And we talked to them about it, and they were like, this is a great idea. And I said, well, we should do a double album and make it a real, I guess, celebration of her, all of her songs and her work in the band. And it's just been so awesome to put it out and to have it so well received. So we've decided to tour it as well, and these shows will be quite unique events for us. They'll be like no other Spiderbait shows we've ever done before. So we're concentrating entirely on her collection of songs and on her playing and singing, and we can't wait to start the tour in Tassie.
Yeah, awesome. So on the actual tour, you're only playing Janet songs as well?
Yes, that's right. That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
It's been a really interesting journey because she was pretty reluctant at first to be in the limelight because she's quite a, quite a quiet person. And but as the project sort of got some momentum and she started to think about it, and I said, well, mate, originally I can sing some of the songs if you want, but by the end she's like, no, I'm happy to do the whole show. And she's even going to do some of it solo, which is just such a fantastic thing. So for all the fans out there, I'd really encourage them to come and see it because, as I said, these shows will be very unique, and we're very much celebrating a unique person in the history of Australian music, which is Janet.
Yeah, what an awesome idea. So, Cram, what's your favourite Janet song, would you say?
There's so many of them. I mean, I love Calypso, obviously. I really love Guac and Pop. I think that song, we sort of worked out on that one together, and it just has a wonderful, timeless quality to it. Basically a song about singing and a song about songs, and just, I guess, the beauty and wonder of that. I've always loved that song. But I'm really loving My Car's a UFO, the new single we put out recently, which was an old song, an undiscovered song that we were going through the archives and found this song, this unreleased song. And I've been really loving that track as well. It's nice to hear something from the past that sounds so present.
Yeah, it's a great song. I can't believe it was unreleased. How did it end up unreleased?
I think it just, I think we had too many songs on the record. It's hard to say. I mean, it was a long time ago, but I'm really glad it was unreleased, so we can release it today, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here's the song, My Car's a UFO by Spiderbait. More with Spiderbait's Cram next on CFM. My Car's a UFO by Spiderbait, the new single from Sounds in the Key of J. I'm still joined on the phone by Cram from the band Spiderbait. Now, you're such a fantastic drummer. How would you say do you get good at drums?
I think it's just like everything else. The two things is if you love doing it and just practice, you know, and listen, I guess. But the problem is practicing requires a lot of, you know, a lot of noise. Mm. And I know when I was a kid and I used to set my drum kit up in the backyard, and I drove everyone, not just in my street, but in my whole town, because Finley is a very small place and extremely flat.
Yep.
The drums reverberated over the whole town, and whenever I go home to see my folks, there's always someone who comes up and says, oh, those bloody drums drove me crazy when you used to play them after school every day. So
yeah.
Be prepared to make some noise, you know.
Yeah, did you ever get cops at the door?
No, actually. No, I think they actually liked it, you know, for a change.
Yeah, cool.
No one ever made any complaints. It just was, I think they were actually pretty supportive of someone wanting to get into music and stuff. But yeah, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, it's good to have supportive neighbours at least. You're not a soft hitter either, so
I don't know anyone that is, really. I mean, yeah. I used to set my stereo up next to me and play along to all my favourite songs. So it was a blaring.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then when me and Whit started jamming, it got even louder because he's got his guitar going along. So by the time Janet came along and joined the band after that, then it was all three of us. So we certainly contributed to a lot of the residual noise of the town.
Yeah. Do you think volume is important? I mean, there is the option you could practice on an electric kit, which is quieter. Do you think that's fine, or do you need some power and volume?
I think those electric kits are great. I know a lot of kids are using them now, particularly if they haven't got the space for a proper kit. But I don't know. There's no substitute for the real thing. I guess it's just whatever you can manage. And the sooner you start playing with someone else as well, the better. Because one of the great things about music and bands and any instrument, I think, is just everyone plays in their own unique way. I mean, if we look at Janet, I know when she first joined the band and she was a painter, and we just really wanted her to join because she was into music and we loved her and she was one of our best friends. And she started playing bass and, she was pretty simplistic at first. I can't imagine that she'd ever think, 20 years later that she'd be having this double album collection of all of her many songs that she'd written and sung in this, hugely successful band with her mates. And it's just very much another classic case of starting from very humble beginnings. You don't have to be necessarily the flashiest, most impressive musician in the world. You've just got to be yourself, and I think you can achieve great things and have a wonderful journey.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks so much for being with me, Cram. Sounds in the Key of J, it's out now, the album, and Tour in the Key of J kicks off at Albert Hall in Lonnie on Friday the 3rd of June. That's next Friday, and then there's another date down in Hobart at the Unibar. Cram, really appreciate it. Such an honour.
Thanks so much, man, and we'll see you at the Albert Hall or the Unibar. Can't wait to start the tour off in Tassie. Cheers.